And we're live.
What's up, boys and girls? It's Brian Ozone, and I am here with the Candyman, Chris Hummel. The Miz is balls deep in robots. So we're going to get this podcast, The Masters of the Galaxy, on its way. And we got Joe Amato with us tonight. What's up there, guys?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was expecting to see the coward here, but I see that John did chicken out like always. He was supposed to be confronting me, but I knew he'd chicken out. But hey, like you said, we got the Candyman here, so he's here, and at least, yeah, he's got some guts, unlike the other person that is not here.
You have any rebuttal, Chris?
Well, John knew that I had this covered, so you know we can between Ozone and I, we can totally handle Mr. Amato tonight. Not a problem.
We got module lock on check. Just want to quickly say, in the last 24 hours, guys, I was on Instagram or Facebook or something, and I saw all these brand new toys that are coming out. I saw the. They got the new Mega Construct Evelyn, Faker, and Man-at-Arms, which is pretty cool looking. And also Super 7 has the new Reaction, I believe it's Ram-Man, Evelyn, Faker, Orko, Mechaneck, and Scareglow.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do believe Muscles, too. They were in the background. So yes. It's pretty cool that they're continuing those lines.
Yeah, and also adding to the Vintage Filmation line, they're going to do Man-at-Arms and Beast Man for Vintage Filmation. So that looks pretty cool. You know, the vintage style. I didn't know if you've seen those for the vintage.
No, I didn't. That's cool.
Yeah,
That's really cool.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything for classics. They didn't show any new classic stuff. But that vintage stuff, like you said, in Reaction, that got a really good buzz in the community. It seemed like people were really pleased with what they were seeing.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. That Reaction line looks extremely enticing.
I love it, man.
My only concern is, you know, they're more expensive figs that they do. I know they're not planning on, at least at this point, continuing the Ultimates line. But that classic stuff, it's like on a slow boat from China, and it's killing me.
Man, it's slow boat. It's a dead stop. That thing
right.
Paid about a year ago for them.
Yeah, I was going to say Series 1 is coming, which I didn't actually jump in on that bandwagon. So Series 1, I don't have any coming, so I'm hoping I could snag something up off of eBay.com or EvilBay. But Series 2 I paid for, and I'm not expecting it until – I mean, I figured it would just be a pleasant surprise. But the Reaction toy line, I'm just starting to get into that, and I'm totally digging that vintage one.
Yeah, they are so sweet, man. They are really cool to have. And the Reaction line is so good because there's so many different toy lines, characters that they have. Like, I have so many, like, Back to the Future, the Goonies, you name it, I have it. And it's so cool to interact, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, it's just so cool.
And what's even better about the Reaction, what they showed from the new ones coming out, Mechaneck has a lever in his back to where the neck can go up and down. So that's pretty cool. But the thing,
really?
I mean... Yeah, it looks really good. But I have one gripe about one particular character that I'm not flipping over something they did, and it's Orko. They look like they gave him, it looks like he has legs. I was like, that just doesn't look right. I was like, what's the need to pose back and forth for a robe? Because it makes it look like legs. So beyond that,
legs.
Yeah. So besides that I'm not really into. No, it's great because they're using a lot of unique sculpts for each figure. You know, unlike, you know, of course, classics and vintage where it basically used the same buck with different armor and stuff. All these Reactions, you know, they're having some great new sculpts for each figure. They all have something special, it looks like.
Yeah, no, totally. You know, each figure you're getting your money's worth. It's not the same buck or same weapons used over and over again. So it's, you know, the $10 is justified. It's not bad.
And not only that, you know, for me, it fulfills that fantasy. I mean, how many of us when we were kids did play with Star Wars? And then the 3¾-inch line changed so dramatically with Real American Hero, where they had the multiple points of articulation. And your Star Wars toys didn't play in the same world. They just didn't. And it's like, you know, literally – they never released a DAC figure. And by God, I can have Michael J. Fox pretend to be DAC in an X-Wing fighter now. In a Snow. You know, I mean, it's so cool to have those different lines that can interact with your 3¾-inch Star Wars. And yeah, the 5 points of cheesy articulation is still so retro and so cool. that you can really mix all these toy lines, all these properties with your original Star Wars figs, and it's just damn cool.
Yeah, you can have He-Man run a ride a Tauntaun. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it does. You're right. I mean, it works because there was a time when people would wonder, would Masters of the Universe work in 3 3/4? And that used to always be a big debate on a lot of the He-Man places, pages and websites and forums. And now when you've seen it come to actual, you know, fruition and you're physically having them, people are bored. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, when you're speaking of the 5.5 inch, because I like did this like little poll on my wall even before some of the new stuff was just announced. But I was like, what are you more excited about seeing from Super 7? The 5.5 inch figures maybe getting them or Classics? And at one time, Classics was so dominating with what people wanted was that style. And they said, I don't really get, you know, care about the old 5.5 inch and barely posing. But you know what? It's changed. On my wall, the majority of votes are now going to vintage style. And people who used to think they wouldn't be into it are into it. And here's why, I think. Not only because Funko releasing Zorn, but these cool-ass Mortal Kombat figures that are 5.5 inch also from Funko. And I mean, these things, I mean, it's amazing detail. The paint apps are beautiful, and it's really good sculpting on them. And as you can see, in comparison size, it's basically the same size as He-Man. You know, they're basically the same size. But these things that came out, and each one, because also, I just found Sub-Zero at GameStop. These suckers are only $9.99, and it's not like they just took Scorpion and painted them blue. They do actually have different sculpting and details to their outfits. Now, you look at something like this that's only $10, so affordable. And you look, again, I love, don't get me wrong, love Loyal Subjects. But when you, in retrospect, think $12.99 to $15.99 for this, and $10 for this monster that's carded, can look amazing in somebody's mint on card collection or loose. Not that I'm knocking these because I love these also, but think of the hunts you have to do for these. You know, it's blind box. What am I going to get? What am I going to get? You know what you're getting with these suckers. You get all five of them, you spend $50. Trying to complete all of these, you've seen people go on hunts, and I know you experienced it, Brian. You might be spending $300. And then if you don't get that faker, you have to resort to eBay, where you might spend $200-$300. You're spending $600 compared to $50 five of these. And they're doing them justice. And I'm sure you've seen the craze that just erupted in the community from Funko, because Funko is going to be giving us Thundercats, Conan. And as for me, you know me, horror stuff. They're turning Jason Voorhees, Pinhead, Freddy, and Michael Myers, and Leatherface into this kind of stuff. And for $10, man, you can eat these up just like candy. You know what I mean? This, especially for you, Candyman, but I don't know how excited you guys are, but I know I'm freaking for these, and I'm sure you, Brian, I know you're a vintage nut. I figured both of you are going to go nuts for all this stuff from Funko.
I don't know. It's great.
Matter of fact, you go to Walmart right now, Star Wars Black, while it's a beautifully painted, awesome figure, it's $20 all day long. And to be able to finally get an action figure, I mean, Jesus Christ, 25 years ago, He-Man was $4.99.
Yep.
And now, you know, if we want to get something even close to that, you're paying $30 almost. And now we finally have a toy for $9.99.
Love it.
I mean, oh my gosh, we could eat that up all day long. And like you said, Candyman, all about it. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to run after just seeing you holding up those Mortal Kombat things that I normally would care nothing about. I can absolutely sell myself on the concept of that's just a damn cool knockoff He-Man. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, no, and they're interactive and they work with the vintage figures. And it's so cool that there's hope that they're coming out with, like you said, the Thundercats and so on, the horror. It's crazy how they're reverting back to the sculpts of 30 years ago, and it's selling, man. People want it. It's something that there's a following still to this day that, you know, and with your customizing, I mean, you're still getting vintage, you know, wants of this and that and this and that. So there's still a huge, huge want and community of the vintage stuff, which is great. And it's great that they're still making this stuff. You can go to your local store now and pick it up for $10. I mean, come on, $10 is nothing compared to what we're, you know, with the classics are going for.
Well, you're right, and that's what's exciting is I haven't been able to go into the stores for anything for the longest. You know, beyond, yes, looking for a loyal subject or a little Dorbs or whatever, but to have an action figure again, and especially feeling like the old days, what a cool feeling, because you know how it was back in the day when you were a kid, you'd go into the He-Man section, because we didn't call it Mo-2 or even say Masters of the Universe. I'm going to the He-Man section. And you would just hope to see something, and you're flipping through all the, you know, the figures like, oh, that's a new one. And that's what's cool. You can go in there right now, see all these Mortal Kombat ones. And me, like I said, I haven't been buying classics or anything because just money, you know, money's been tight. But hell, I can afford a $10 figure here and there, and it's a good feeling, and it's good to see. But I mean, you think of that Thundercats. What's so unfortunate is that for, you know, the Maddie Collector Thundercats that they were releasing, you know, we didn't get the line completed. And, you know, there's a lot of people that feel like, oh, man, I'm never going to get this now and this now and this now.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, and it does. It sucks because you would love to see that line finished. Well, at least with Funko, damn, I got to applaud them. They're giving you the main evil ones and main heroes, almost all of them, right from the start. I mean, right from the start. And I know with these Mortal Kombat ones and even Zorn, I remember when they first showed, like, each respective line at, you know, some of the toy fairs or, you know, Comic Cons, they showed them, and sure enough, it seemed like 2 months later, bam, they're out. I was like, wow, I didn't even expect them that quick. And it makes you think, how quick are these Thundercats, these Conan, and these horror ones going to come out? Because it's not like we're waiting a year or two. They really just...
No, they come out fast.
Fast and durable. Like, Brian, I didn't know if you've bought any of these, but these are... I can't believe how durable these are, and they feel so good and strong that, I mean, you could throw this at somebody's head and knock them out, and this damn figure ain't gonna break.
What are the leg joints? Are they,
thank goodness they're not banded. They're no, they don't look like they're banded. I don't know if they have a ball joint because I can't really see through his crotch too well, but I mean, it's very, like, it's not dangly, but it feels strong as hell.
You know what it reminds me of more so is the Remco versions.
Yeah, close. You're right. They might even have more of that feel with the Remco, like how, and you know how some of the later line of Masters with like Flying Fist He-Man and Terrorclaw Skeletor, they have, that's what it feels like. But I mean, good posability, poses at the waist, the head, you know, it's got, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but I mean, they look great for posing, but I can't get over the quality of the plastic and the paint. I mean, these paint apps, there's nothing sloppy. The both of them that I have, I've seen no crap at all.
I guarantee you the question on all the collectors' minds right now is price point. How can Funko do it for $10 and why can't Super 7 do it for $10? Wait, why is Super 7 at $25?
And hold that thought. This is what shocks me.
It's a good point.
Yeah, and it's a very good point because it's something else I was going to bring up almost in that same vein is these figures – are not the same buck being used over and over and over with different things here and there. There's actually different details to the arm, these outfits, the bandages on the legs. Like I said, Sub-Zero ain't the same, but when you look at Liu Kang, Scorpion, Raiden, and of course, you know, I think it's Katana. I think she's the female. They're all different. So I was like, how can they afford only $10 when they're all having so many unique sculpting details? I would understand if they just reused the same buck over and over, but they're not. That's a shocker. I mean, you guys will have to get them in person. Fans that are listening and watching, get them. And same with you guys. If you haven't got them, when you get these, you're going to be blown away of the qualities. I still can't believe it, but I love that feeling of being a kid again. And also, when you open the package, it has that, like, that good plastic smell like you remember when you were a kid.
That new
I love
toy
that.
Smell.
Oh, really? That new toy smell. It almost reminded me of, you know, the Ben Cooper outfits that you had at Halloween.
Yeah.
Nice. It's deep smell. And you, yeah.
I was going to say, with the licensing, okay, I would have a hard time believing that the licensing that Funko is paying is so dramatically cheaper than what Super 7 is paying from Mattel to do He-Man. So you got to take licensing out of the mix. So now it's production cost, okay? So if and as you've already pointed to, Mr. Amato, if the license, or rather, if the molding is different for each figure, and that's costly because if you're talking about different molds for each figure, that's a huge cost in and of itself. It's not like with Funko doing the reaction figs, the molds are almost always the same. And with Super 7, a lot of those molds are very similar as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if we're not dealing with a lot of the same molds, so they're not having that reuse, they're going to – I mean, I just don't understand the cost difference. I just don't.
That's
going to be tough.
No, it is. It's hard to get over because it's definitely hard to get over because when you have a product like that, and Joe's saying the durability, the paint apps, and all this good stuff that are blowing away Super 7, let's say, and again, it's $10 more Super 7 figure, and it's the same buck over and over again, or the same arms, legs, whatever you want to call it, same chest, torso. It can't justify. There's something not right there.
Right, and here's the thing. I believe that the majority of the Masters of the Universe collectors, they're going to eat that 25. They're going to pay it the first time around. But if Funko can continue to produce these quality characters, my big question is, how long will that last? How long will Super 7 be able to continue to sell a $25 action figure, no matter how diehard we are as a MOTU fan? Answer me that.
I think, if I could give an answer to where I think it could explain at least some of the cost, we know that the figures that have been released, obviously from Maddie and now Super 7, they're online exclusives. Remember, they're made to order. They're not mass retail like this. So I understand there's more cost into that. But I believe that if Super 7 does, like they're trying to, hopefully get their 5.5-inch line into stores for everybody, I'm thinking they're not going to be like 29, 24.
I don't think so either.
I think the most 19, least maybe 14, but I think they will be a little better price pointed for mass retail. But yes, being sold online exclusives, I can understand the price, increase and how much they are. But I pray that if they ever return to stores, we get something as a good price, $9.99, maybe $14.99.
The business in general, I don't mean to cut you off, Brian, but I got to be honest with you. GameStop will not put a $14.99 He-Man next to a $9.99 Thundercat. They won't do it.
Well, that's they
will be forced to clearance it. They won't. I mean, if they're going to bring it in, they're going to force Super 7 to match that retail and cost.
Without a doubt. Because for a fact that they are going to put them next to each other because they look the same, they're from the same genre and whatnot. But they are going to put them next to each other. And how are you going to justify a $10 price point to a $20-plus price point when the figures look exactly the same? And if from what I look at and hear, the Masters figures are only going to come with a weapon, if that. And it seems like the Mortal Kombat figures are coming in with at least two.
Yeah, Sub-Zero's got two also. He's got two things.
So, right there is good. And every figure is a brand new. It's from scratch, brand new everything. They're gonna have to do something about that because they're gonna be in the same next to each other or complete in the same aisle. I mean, you're not gonna put
I want to make it clear. I don't think any of us are trying to put a negative spin on it. I mean, I'm all about making MOTU. I mean, MOTU is my favorite line. That's not gonna change tomorrow. No matter if it's a $25 figure or a $10 figure.
But I gotta smell this real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
I was wondering why you hadn't opened it yet, Joe.
Let's see. Oh, I gotta smell under my mask. Yeah. This. Oh, you guys are gonna fuck. I'm sorry. You guys are gonna love this. I can't wait to get these. I mean, it does smell just like the Halloween outfits, but yeah, here's Sub-Zero, and he comes with two see-through weapons. He comes with his hammer and an ice blade. I'll get them out while you're talking because it might take me a second.
See, now that's the translucent weapons are more expensive to make as well. Am I wrong with that? I mean,
Brian, you keep talking, Brian. I'm calling my wife to see if she'll stop at GameStop for me really quick.
Oh, tell her.
We might have another Rip-A-Mock special coming up here.
Have her pick them all up, all of them. And you too, Brian, when you get to the stores, get all of these, all five.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. It's great that it's back in retail. I mean, it's awesome. And that's the worry I always had with Masters going back to retail is the price point and how good is it going to be? And now it's got something to compare it to.
I want you to run
again. Yeah, they're going to have to run for their money with this one. They're going to have to go back to the drawing board and think about it.
Yeah, I wanted to try to show you maybe up close, but even another cool thing. Okay, you look at their heads and you're assuming again, same. Well, I'm gonna have to put his arm down so I can get it closer, but those heads, I don't know how close I'm getting them to the screen if you could see them, but they are different masks.
Yeah, they are.
And not only that, even on the back of the hood, look at the backs of their heads. There's
Wow.
even different. Even different details there, they're all different. I can't believe
Wow.
it. They didn't punk out here and just paint Scorpion blue. You know,
Yeah.
they make it's just wow. They really went out on these. Like I said, I'm blown away. I can't
Yeah.
believe it.
I'm 100% agreement with that because especially on a $10 figure. Think about this. Walmart is using Lennard to make King Kong and the Rampage figs because they'll bring a nice inexpensive figure. I've actually been blown away with what Lennard has done with the stretch toys. And they're bringing better quality at a cheaper price, which is fantastic. Now, you look at what Funko has now done with these. I guess I'm not so disappointed with a $25 MOTU price point as I am so blown away that Funko can do that.
It's
Can
nuts.
do that at a $10 price point. So that's my question, Joe. How the hell are they doing that?
That's what I mean. I haven't been blown away by figures, and this sounds crazy, in a long time. Like you said, Masters of the Universe, obviously, looking back at me, that is my passion, just like yours, just like Brian's. But coming back to the stores and seeing something that takes you back to when you were a child, because that's, hey, hell, half of us are collecting because we're remembering how it felt back then, and it gives you just good memories and thinking back. And but this really takes you back. And so when I can go back into the stores and get these for $10, I'm not understanding what's going on, but I know
Right.
I want them because I can afford this.
And the thing is too is with that figure, you figure that they would reuse the same sculpt and bulk for Reptile, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, because you can maybe change the head, the weapons, but
Yeah.
they didn't cheap out, and it's in the same wave, two of them, which is crazy.
Yeah,
No.
and you're 100% right, Brian. These are corners that they could have cut, and no one would have faulted them at a $10 price point.
Right.
Nobody would
And
have
they went
said,
out to do something different. That's what's great. It's
Yeah,
mind-blowing.
it just baffles me. So I'm not slamming Super 7. I'm just immensely praising Funko. Thank you, Funko, for because that's just it's just unheard of.
And you
It's
know
unheard of.
why? Just not to interrupt you, but real quick, this was the other thing. It shows, like, again, yes, I love Super 7. I want to see everything they release and get it to, I mean, it'd be great. Like I said, I know I can't afford everything, but that's just me. For those who can, fantastic. I mean, I probably won't even be able to buy all these Funko things that I'd want. They'll be within time, but hey, $10, I could do it here and there. But
Yeah, definitely.
I made a post on my wall, and I posted about, of course, the reveals from Super 7. And showing the new vintage figures of Man at Arms and Beast Man, and showing Hero and Eldor. And it got, maybe like over 100 likes, maybe 10 shares. Then I posted the Funko thing. I've never on my wall seen that kind of insanity. It had like 380 likes, had 50 some shares. People lost their
Really?
damn. Yeah,
Really? Wow.
I'm gonna go to my wall just to make sure so you don't think I'm full of crap,
Well,
but.
look at Chris. Chris just
We know
instantly
you.
bought
We
them.
know you're full of crap, dude. We know you're full of crap. That's fine. You
People
don't have
have
to.
lost it. They've actually lost their minds because some of the people who said they were never going to go back to this style are now saying, I want them. They can't believe, like I said, first the Thundercats, they're getting all of them. And then now
That's
they're
awesome.
saying, yeah, and then now they're saying they're finally getting a cool Conan line that will be in scale with He-Man.
That would
And
be
then,
great.
yes, and then the icing on the cake is me with the horror. I love the twist. It's not like they're just giving us Jason, Freddy, and Michael. They're doing a fantasy twist, which is bizarre. I'm like, you guys are, man, I'm giving you all the credit in the world. You're turning them into fantasy characters? This is bizarre. It's so bizarre. But you go ahead. I'll try to find my post while you guys make a
Was
point.
going to say, all due respect to the Remco Conan line from the 80s, which I truly thought was great.
I
And
do too.
unfortunately, it was difficult for me to find it. So I didn't get a lot of it. And of course, it's difficult to find now as retro toys. But I'm anxious as hell to see what Funko does for Conan.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can't wait for that. And I'm with you, Joe. I'm a horror nut. So, I mean, to see a Michael Myers fantasy spin,
Now,
please.
what do you guys mean by fantasy spin? What do
Okay,
you exact
well,
what
like
do you mean?
they show Jason Voorhees, and he has his normal mask and the damage, but instead of his tattered up outfit. He has this, like, well, look at my scarf here. He has this Roman type, I think, gladiator sash going across him with a different outfit. Freddy Krueger does not have his, like, fedora hat. He has a hood, like a monk's hood, and a crazy claw. They have these weird fantasy outfits. It's a crazy, like I said, it's bizarre. I just can't believe what they're doing.
Really trying. Honestly, what'll be interesting is if you take the Super 7 He-Man, you literally could have He-Man, like, it'd be that dream universe where He-Man and Skeletor have to come together to fight off Freddy and Jason.
Warriors, baby.
Bring them together. You know how I've been doing that for years, making Jason into a vintage He-Man figure? Well, now you're kind of getting exclusive. It's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's definitely cool.
Have you thought about suing Funko for that yet?
No, not at all. That's, like I said, that's why this is awesome. It's their whole unique spin. And I love that, like you said, you know, from Conan, we're getting, you know, from Conan the Barbarian. It's that movie. You're getting False of Doom. And
they have the Conan that they're taking. It's not Conan the Adventurer.
Right. It's from the actual Conan the Barbarian movie, the characters you're getting. So I'm sure when these things sell like gangbusters, they'll go to Conan the Destroyer. That'll be the next one I'm sure they will do.
Red Sonja.
Yeah, Red Sonja. I could see, like I said, any of this and all of this happening. But what if they bring back Silver Hawks?
Tiger Sharks!
Tiger Sharks, Silver Hawks. You could have them all. Hell, they could make Sektars into this insane line. I would just... It's like a collector's dream. If you're somebody that grew up in the 80s, loved all this stuff, you're getting it.
That's the A-plus thing about this, to flip the coin, is that now with all these... With all these oddities coming back, yeah, you're going to see crazy things like that happen. Silverhawks, Tiger Sharks, Bionic Six, Mask. Who the hell knows? The sky's the limit now. Because everybody's seeing that, hey, listen, I used to love this property, and it may be a chance. And they're going to make a buzz in the community. And it can happen. Look, we brought Thundercats back, literally, with all the Super 7 nonsense. Now you're getting 10 figures, 12 figures, let's say, from Funko. It's insane.
It is. And picture when you can open these or card them or do both, because Brian, I know you like doing both.
But
you know, picture having a loose collection like up on that wall there and just having them all, a whole mix of all the fantasy of all these 5.5-inch lines.
That's awesome.
All together. It's just sick. And I wanted to correct myself. It wasn't 350 some likes. It was like 327 likes, but 57 shares, over 80 comments. Like I said, that post about the Funko 5.5-inch line, just, it spread like a virus. People are just going insane about it. I've never seen a reaction like that.
No one is surprised that you over-exaggerate.
Yeah, exactly. I over-exaggerate everything.
You know, right? Likes. I mean, we're not surprised.
So that's what I mean. It's just, yeah, this was something, like I said, I've never seen anything like that before. And I'm just, you know, I don't know how it works. Again, this is the other thing. You know, like how we got Funko and we have the Pops and all the crazy other little things that are done. And of course, we've had Masters of the Universe versions of things like Pops and stuff. Some people were wondering, though, they said, well, since Funko's done that, could Funko do 5.5-inch Masters, like figures like these? But I was like, that's something I'm not sure, because maybe Super 7 could have an issue with that, since they're
Well, that's where the licensing comes into play.
It all depends on
Super 7
how
has the license.
No, Super, it all depends. That actually could be different. Think about this. Back in the 70s, Mego had the rights to 12-inch and 8-inch superheroes.
Yes.
Okay. So, but there were other companies that could still have the licensing for some of those superheroes. Matter of fact, Mego back then was one of the last companies to have the rights to Marvel and DC at the same time.
Yeah, and the greatest. Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen. So as an
example, you got to remember too, that was the beginning of the toys. But
hang on, I want to finish my thought here. Right now, MC Toys has the rights with Marvel to create a Mego-like toy, 8-inch only in the 8-inch, and the licensing that they have is specific. They have to sell it as a $69.99 retail, otherwise it would conflict with all the other Marvel action figure licensing that they have right now. With, like, Marvel is currently being made by who makes the different toys there? Is that Toy Biz or
I think Hasbro?
Hasbro makes the Marvel lines. Okay, So, but right now, MC Toys, which they released through Diamond, has a license that doesn't conflict with the Hasbro licensing, but only for an 8-inch toy. It has to have Mego clothing, and it can't sell for less than $69.99. So what they've done is they've done those three packs that you can buy. You buy them usually at the toy stores like that have a Diamond account. And it has the Mego box repro with like Captain America. They did a Punisher, they did Spider-Man, they did Deadpool, they did Wolverine. And they had the different, and they also did Thor. They did the different alter ego outfits. So they had like for the Thor, they had the movie outfit, which was available. They had all in one 3-pack, movie outfit, Dr. Blake outfit, and the original Mego look inside a repro Mego box. It's the only way it could be done. So I mentioned that to tell you that if Super 7 doesn't have the licensing specifically to get for 5.5-inch figures, Super 7 could get the licensing to create those figures.
No, I mean, could you imagine that? Could you imagine if, because this is what's weird, is all the figures that we talked about from Conan, Thundercats, and the horror things, these just absolutely, boom, pop up out of nowhere. It's not like we get, like, previously, look what we're kind of working on, and we're waiting, and bam, here's the final. They just, bam, shoot us. Could you imagine if that does happen, like, in a next comic convention,
and
they
just, boom, go.
He-Man, Skeletor, Man-at-Arms, Beast-Man, Teela, Evil Lynn, Mechana, like, just bam, they'll hit us with, like, 8 or 10. It's like, whoa, you just got us. If that happens, I would lose my mind more than I already have, and there's not much left. I would lose it. I really would. And hello, J.D. Gibson in the chat room. J.D. Gibson, Ruth Gilbert, thank you for joining us.
That'd be absolutely insane if that ever happened. I mean, well, just think of, that'd be crazy. Absolutely insanity.
Yeah, it would totally be. Now, my question is regarding the new vintage line that they're doing, that Super 7 is putting out, that is in the 5.5-inch scale, correct?
Yes, yes. And also, there were some people that were concerned about, just to let others know, they seen that for Hero and Eldor's card front, it said, as seen on TV, and also for Hero, it said, Son of He-Man. People were starting to lose their mind, like, wait a second, this is a different Hero and Eldor, so... Eric Cornboy from the Four Horsemen, you know, straight from the horseman's mouth himself, he said no. He said no, those are just prototype cards. He said the final ones will be corrected. So for those who are worrying, you're not going to be having anything wrong about your vintage pre-Turnia characters. They will be correct. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, I figured that when I saw those, actually.
Yeah, as a secondary thought then, based on the contracting that I had just mentioned, it wouldn't be unheard of for Super 7 to end up at some point renegotiating the licensing where they pay less and give up the rights to the 5.5-inch version, and then that could then go over to Funko. I'm not saying Super 7 would do that, but Mattel could rework the licensing at some point.
It could.
And if that happens, it could happen.
Well, true. Now, the thing is, the reason I still definitely want Super 7 aboard for doing the vintage ones they're doing is they're true to scale what they're supposed to be. I mean, it's actually going to look like how Hero should with, you know, like you said, these Funko ones, which I freaking love. It's an homage to the 5.5-inch style,
right,
but it's completely different. So, no, I still want my Hero and Eldor, you know, like they should be from Super 7.
Super 7 has the actual, like, proportions and everything that they're supposed to be like. It's a complete replica of the figure that never actually made it to the public.
Right.
Yeah, the ones that Funko is going to make is kind of exactly like you said, an homage, like, you know, like a throwback, so to speak. Right. It's a 5.5-inch buck and everything, but it's not the Masters of the Universe buck.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And am I against Funko doing He-Man figures if they got the chance for 5.5-inch? Hell no, because I'd love to see their versions too.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, we'd eat them up. Also, just real quick in the chat room, hello to Chris Simpson, and I think J.D. Gibson joined us as well. So thank you both for joining us. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff Prime. I already said J.D. Gibson. Jeff Prime's here, so... I just wanted to acknowledge everybody in the chat room.
See, but that'd be interesting as well, too, is that if they do make them in their own style, finally something different as well. So that's another spin that can, you know, make the collectors go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, completely different vintage version.
And what's wrong with that? Look at all the different lines we already have. Like you said, we have classics, we have vintage, we have reaction, we have muscle, we have dorbs, pops. It's like, bring it on. Bring as much masters as you guys want. We'll buy everything. We'd love
it. Oh, yeah. It will definitely sell. I mean, there's a market for everything and anything. Just like the loyal subjects. We never had that style of figure before, and look the craziness that it set off.
Yes, no doubt. And for those who just joined us, we were talking about what spawned it was, these Mortal Kombat inspired 5.5-inch style, of vintage that are, to look like vintage Masters of the Universe figures. And we got into the whole Thundercats Conan horror thing. So $9.99, people, that's it. If you got a GameStop, go to it. I also hear there's an FYE, which I didn't know what the hell that was until Cassandra told me.
Right.
Apparently, yeah, they apparently have these also, but they're not $9.99. She said they might be $11.99, but hell, they're still cheap as hell. I mean, they're great.
Joe, do you have a He-Man to throw up against him real quick, or
Oh yeah, let me do that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did that earlier. You're right. Let
obviously.
me do that again. So here's the vintage Battle Armor He-Man, and here's Scorpion. I mean, look at them. They're pretty much the same damn height. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's they fit together. I mean, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, they're just look at that. Yeah, how can you hate this? And plus, with this extra added detail, and just I can't say it enough. When you guys get this, and I hope you get it, Brian. And I hope tonight, Chris, you get it. You won't believe the paint detail and just the durability of these. These feel like the figures like back in the day, like He-Man. You could play with your kids can play with these, and you don't have to worry about them breaking, things snapping off. Ain't gonna happen with these.
Well,
Like I said.
exactly. That's why I asked about the legs, if they were
Yeah.
rubber band or not.
Joe, does the tunic come off of Scorpion there?
I don't want to attempt. I mean, I see it's nice and pliable, but I don't want to play with that. I don't know if that might.
Curious.
It might be. Parts of it look like it could have been added upon to become part of this chest mold, but I don't think it comes off. I mean, same thing with Sub-Zero. And like I said, for everybody out there, these are completely different tunics. The boots are actually different at the bottom. These aren't the same boots, not the same gauntlets, heads. Everything's different about these figures. Completely new to
Those
them.
weapons look amazing.
Oh, I love it. I love his clear hammer and his clear
Yeah.
dagger. That's some really cool stuff, though. That's see-through. I guess there's a chase of Sub-Zero where his whole body is ice, so be on the lookout for that.
I'm so sick of chases. I
Yeah,
really am.
and I didn't even care. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I just want to get these characters right here. I'm cool. If I don't get a chase, eh. But yeah, they do that once in a while. They like messing with people. And I think Dirt even said there might be a chase Raiden. I'm not sure. I didn't know if there was, but definitely a chase Sub-Zero. But he said there might be a chase Raiden. So these are freaking awesome.
Yeah, they are now on my gotta have as soon as possible list. That's
I want
cool.
to see both of you this week. If you get pictures of them and have them, you got to show the pictures because you're going to love them. You got to say, check this out and post pics.
The weather up here, I'm in Wisconsin, it's getting really slick out there. My wife doesn't want to go get those, so as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I am driving to the
Nice.
GameStop. And if I get them, I'm going to be doing a live opening tonight. I'm going to rip a mock every damn one of them.
How close are you
Nice.
to your GameStop?
10 minutes.
Timmons, okay, so I just want to make sure if we were done like around 8 o'clock, you had time to get there because we're both probably looking forward to that. Me and Brian both want to see you do that.
Yeah, it'd
And
be sweet. That'd
I'm
be
sure
really
Brian will be
nice.
doing it. Brian will be doing it this week too. I'm sure he'll hit one of his stores. Do you have GameStops, FYE, Brian, around you or what?
Yeah, I got them. I got them. I actually have a GameStop 10 blocks away.
And now this FYE, is this an outside store, inside, or both?
No, it's a record shop. But the thing is that we had them here, but they closed up and left, so they're not in the city anymore. They're more on like the island and upstate, actually.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, I always wondered about that. And also for Ruth, Jeff, and everybody, just to let you know, $9.99. Like I said, for this amazing figure, like I said, compared to $12.15.99 for itty bitty. I still love
yeah.
them.
You're paying $15 for a damn Thundercats little people, and it's just nuts. You can go get that awesome Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Raiden, freaking $10 all day long, twice on Sunday. You can afford to open one and not open one, and still have amazing collection for $20. I mean, it's
No,
just
exactly. I
when
did.
is the rest of them supposed to be coming out again, Joe?
The what, the Mortal Kombat's or the other things we're talking about? Thundercats.
The
Which one?
Thundercats. And
Thundercats.
Well, that's what I mean. They didn't say, just like when Mortal Kombat's figures were shown.
It's gonna pop up.
Yeah, they hit like bam, like just shot you. I was like, how the hell did these come out in 2 months after they showed them at a convention? So I would just say keep your eyes peeled, because I wouldn't be surprised if in a month or two you see every freaking Thundercat figure, maybe Conan the Horror. I just know, get ready, because, yeah, people are going to be going after them. You know what's going to happen. This is going to be a sickness.
I tell you what, I'm going to be like Aaron Burr. I'm going to be dropping Benjamins, man. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's great. I did want to say there was one thing I brought to the show. Because, again, I thought John Meislerwick, I thought he was going to be here. And he's always talking about, you know, everybody with their mugs. And he said, Joe, what mug do you have? And I said, I made in school. This is the first thing I ever sculpted. It's prehistoric. It's bad. But I sculpted my own Friday the 13th mug. Now, this thing is so disproportionate and terrible. Look at this gigantic handle. That's all looks like I had the shakes when I was a kid, and I think I still do. I wrote Friday the 13th around it, but I'm saving the last part. I did this Jason mask that looks like, oh, it's the worst looking. Looks like some tribal thing. I don't even know how to do a Jason mask. So this is my wretched mug that I've had since I was a kid.
That's cool.
I don't know, Joe. I've seen your sculpting. It looks about the same.
Doesn't it? You. So, and in this mug, by chance, I kept a couple little things. One from my childhood, and one as I got older. There was like these little squirt balls, this Frankenstein thing that you could like squeeze.
Oh,
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in water and squirts out. I've always kept it in that cup since I was a kid. And I have these two. These are the ties. I have two of them. They're like these little Michael Jordan, and it says Nike, but you'd get them on your Air Jordans back in the day. I was like, I love these damn things. So I kept those and a little pin that I got later from Shining Wisdom, which is a video game contest that I participated in that had one of the most insane stories, which I won't do now because it would take forever. But that was back in my days when I was always playing video games, and I placed a lot in a lot of tournaments. And that's something about Shining Wisdom. So there. So that's my mug.
There's a lot of little everything in that mug, huh?
There is. A little childhood thing, a little thing about my shoes, and a little thing about a contest. But, yep, I've kept it ever since, that crazy little mug.
That's insane. A cool mug.
Thank you. I don't drink out of it, though, but, yeah. I mean, you probably could. Yeah, let me show you the insights. You could see the rim and the proportion of how the depth is and how thick the rim of that thing is. So it's I've never drank.
It's probably draw proof, though. That's a good thing.
It probably is. It's a thick mug. So, yep, I just wanted to bring that to the show.
I don't know why, but I have this visual of Joe with the Modulok mask and Patrick Swayze behind him as he's molding the mug. I don't know why. It's from Ghost.
From Ghost.
I don't know. Or maybe it's not even Swayze. Maybe it's Johnny Miz. I don't know.
Oh.
But I have this visual.
Maybe that's what John is today. He's missing in action. Who the hell knows?
He's over there in the corner. He's in that one spot in my room that I never show. He's right over there.
Yeah. John and Joe just sitting on a little pottery thing, making coffee mugs.
Like that insane picture that was shown of Skeletor and He-Man and every group doing their little pottery thing.
Yeah, I saw that, right?
Right? Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yes. I'm going to have Brad Beck make that t-shirt for me. Joe Amano and Johnny Miz.
That's pretty cool.
I appreciate that, Hummel. But Jeff Prime in the chat room said I must be pumped about the horror ones. But yeah, because over on this shelf, which I usually don't show also unless it's once in a blue moon, all of my Jason Voorhees figures are right over on that
it's
side.
It's quite a bit.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of them. I haven't got them all because there were some that when they started coming out and they were too expensive, I was like, I can't do it. So they had some cool exclusives. They had some giant statues. I was like, oh, man, I can't afford that stuff. No, $200, $300 for these amazing statues. Are they worth it? Yes. Can I afford it? No. But, yeah, they got a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of the statues they make, man. I go into comic shops all the time, and I'm like, wow, the detail and the paint apps are so sweet, but they're just so expensive. Even the Filmation ones they made are great. I mean, but they're just so big and expensive and – take up space, but I mean, I've seen busts and whatnot that are just like, holy crap, these things are amazing looking. But
yeah, because you're right. Sideshow, I mean, they put out some amazing Masters of the Universe statues and things. But I was like, would I love them? Oh, God. But yeah, it's like, wow, that's a lot of money. I mean, we've still been waiting, which John Adkin from He-Man World mentioned that there's a little more information about the Mondo figures that they should be coming soon. Because we've been in limbo waiting for those. And they should be like, they're going to be like 100. Yeah, they're $125 to $150 each. But they're 12-inch figures, very durable. They'll be worth it. So if you can afford them, yeah, you're going to be getting He-Man, Skeletor, Faker. And I think he said they showed a preview image on one of those pages of maybe arms.
We had Emiliano and Josh here, and Emiliano said he's working on the next wave. So there are others coming.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I thought we seen a preview drawing or a weapon of maybe Man-at-Arms or something with Merman, too.
That's what he said. He said one of the preview weapons is the next one of the next figures.
Yeah,
so
which
it could be.
Yeah, so again, if you guys got the money and when those come out, they'll be worth it.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for those guys.
Curious to see the packaging, if they're going to be a boxed one or if they're going to – I'm assuming boxed because I can't picture them doing a big giant mint on card. I don't know.
I'm hoping a clamshell that I can reopen and put them back in. That'd be nice.
Do you remember how the turtle ones were done, either of you? Because they made Ninja Turtle ones. And
yeah, I think it's the same style as the Ninja Turtle ones. Andrew Kay would know better. He has all those. I know he has them.
Okay, yeah, the turtle ones I only saw in the box, so I didn't
– Oh, so they're totally boxed. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, well, there. I think that's, like I said, everything we mentioned about all that vintage stuff. So if you guys relate to it, you can always, of course, listen later. But, yeah, we're on a roll. When we got going about that vintage stuff and that Funko
stuff.
Yeah, man,
that's just what happens, man. It's just crazy, and it's insane, like, how all this old is new again, and I love it. And it's just, like I said, there's so much more that could be made. It's so many other properties that people love that who the hell knows what's next. And the thing with Funko is, and you said it so many times tonight, is you don't know when it will come, but it will come, and it will come in waves, and like it's pouring out. So
the amount of licensing that Funko has acquired over the last 5 years is just tremendous. It's just amazing. So the limits, there just doesn't seem to be any to what they can continue to bring to the collector's universe right now. And it's been a long time, a damned long time, since there's been something that is this exciting, at least to me. I mean, I enjoy the reaction figures. I think they're really great, but I didn't go deep. You know, I'm not crazy high into those. And as much as I enjoy the Loyal Subjects line, now I have a few Motu. I bought the Walmart set, and I picked up a few extras, but I didn't go crazy. But I have zero desire for Mortal Kombat, but they're cool enough.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're
so affordable that I'll buy them for $10 just so I can have the damned accessories, Joe. I mean, come on.
No, you're right. It's like you can't pass them up. They make you like things that maybe you didn't think you'd want. Like you were thinking, would I ever care about Mortal Kombat certain ones? Hell yeah. You look at it, it's like, I can't pass this up, and I can't see anybody passing on the Thundercats because, like I said, it's going to be Lion-O, Tigra, Panthro, Chitara, and then they're going to do Jackalman, Slide, Monkey in, and of course Mumra. So you're getting 8 of the main people already. Yes, they did show Wile E. Coyote. I'm sure that could be in the future if they do smaller ones, but you're getting hit right there. And then, like others said, you know, what if we did get the Lunatics? Like, we never got all of them from the cartoon. How much more could they do for this? But you can bet you're going to get all 8 when they come out. I know that they're not going to say, here's 4, here's 4, here's 2, and 2. They're going to slam you with all 8. They'll get you with all 5 of those horror ones. And then I think they'll give you all 5 of the Conan ones. Just like Mortal Kombat, they give you all 5. Here you go, eat them up.
Well, think about it. They did the Funko had the licensing in their reaction line for Predator, Aliens. Can you guys imagine
Oh my God. Could you imagine getting Predator and all them and Arnold?
Right. What I'm saying. I'm like, you just wait and see what they can literally bring to the table, because it really could be damn near limitless in overall amazing. Just overall freaking amazing. To be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be insane. The sky's the limit with this stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's just insanity what we can expect.
Yeah, and definitely, this wasn't sidetracked in case people thought, hey, this sidetracked from Masters of the Universe. Not really, because this is inspired by Masters,
Oh,
and it
yeah.
just only shares the love of it. It's all together. So, yeah, this is all about it one way or another.
I mean, can you just imagine 5.5-inch Tomorrowland figures?
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. I'm glad me and Brian like, what? I was like, I don't even know what the hell that is. Like, Tomorrow, who?
They made those reaction figures for that stupid movie, Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
God, I didn't even know what the hell the movie was. So that shows how
you're a lucky man.
Really?
I'm normally all about any George Clooney movie, but just skip that one.
Well, that's the thing, like reaction figures, man. They've made so many different properties and things that I got sucked into that. Like, I just keep buying them. Like, it's so cool, and you can interact with all these different things. It's just, and now with the 5.5-inch figures, man, it's insane.
There's one more thing. I just thought of one other thing because I've made customs for people, and I'm currently working on one, which is going to lead into something right here. Could you imagine if they did Marvel and DC stuff in that style, and you got Batman, Spider-Man, Captain America, Thor, the Incredible Hulk's like, boom, 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 boom. They're going to be shooting us like crazy because I'm doing a Captain America vintage. Now, wouldn't you shit there?
Oh, yeah.
That would be Amigo, like, return to the blast from the past.
Well, let's just say that they did them in a fantasy format. That would be like a Marvel What If or a DC Elseworlds type line. How interesting would that be to just totally recreate the DC and Marvel universe? I don't think it's going to happen. I truly don't. Just simply because of the licensing, Hasbro's not going to want to give it up. And Kenner for DC, or you know what I mean, all that. Not Kenner.
Here's the thing that, like I said, I don't know about how, like, you know, every single scale, like you said, some might have the exclusive scale for this and that or whatever. But I know that we've never, for like you said, Marvel and DC had that squatty 5.5-inch type of style like that, right. You know, figures. So here's the thing. I know that Funko puts out those little pint-sized heroes, which, remember, we're going to get pint-sized Masters of the Universe blind bag figures. Well, they do pint-sized heroes, and I believe they do Marvel characters for those pint-sized heroes, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
It's either Marvel or DC, so you wonder, could they get the license to do 5.5-inch Marvel DC characters from Funko? I mean, and like you said, you see how Funko has been doing pops and all these other vinyls for years and years and years, and that stuff isn't slowing down. People are
not
buying.
At all.
So, do you think this 5.5-inch style is going to die? I can't even picture it. I can't even picture it. So, I think they're just going to run with this, just like they have everything else.
This is the rebirth, if anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, and to be honest with you, Joe, that's a very good point. If the because DC and Marvel are very specific with their licensing. And the different sizes that they give out. So then, because they're, you know, if there probably is a big difference between the 5.5 that style and the 6-inch that they currently sell. So that you're probably right. That's probably it's a license that's absolutely available. Somebody probably doesn't have it. So you're right. I could see it happening.
And it'd be great because, I mean, when you look, of course, you know, their style figure 6-inch, you know, they're more articulated, detailed, more to scale of looking how they should. We know that this 5.5-inch, it's not supposed to be that. It's just this good kind of chunky, bulky, just flashback days to the 80s of that cool 5.5-inch that look cool as hell.
Yep.
Sure, they're not as articulated, but they still look damn cool, pose, and hell, they make great pieces in your collection.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, back to price point, would they be scared of the $10 price point competing against their $20 figs at the store?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they know that just like with Brian, you know, I mean, I know he's like a big Batman fan. He would probably buy Batman in any style, figure they give.
Without a doubt. And dude, when they made that DC Dark Knight figure that was Masters of the Universe book, Classics book, basically, I flipped my wig. And then they made a Joker and the Robin and Superman and everything else. Now they're making it's great that you finally have these DC characters in a classics book. So you know there's a market for everything.
Okay. There is. Hey, bring it on! Give me a $10 Batman in that style, and I'm all over it. Give me a Green Lantern. Oh my god! I mean,
hell! even in the chat room, some of the, like J.D. Gibson brought up, Jeff Prime, he brought up, he's like, they can do Mad Max, Terminator, Universal Monsters, Escape from New York. It's like, you're right there. Yeah, see,
there you go.
It's too much. There's too many things. They could just go on and on and pick any license or any cool movie that somebody got to kick out of. You just go right to hell and do it.
Yeah.
The floodgates are open, man.
I'm all about it, especially at that freaking price point. I can't say no to anything at $10.
Yeah, and that's why me and Brian are looking forward to tonight. If you do get some of those figures when we get off, I can't wait to see it. You got to do it and smell those suckers, just like the old Ben Cooper Halloween. They smell like those Halloween outfits.
I can't, like I said, as soon as we're done, if you guys want to wrap this up now,
I'll be on the
road.
Because I want you guys both to get the hell out and go buy these if you can't just go. It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, go get your stuff. So, Brian's ready to wrap it up. Yeah,
man. Listen, I want to see this video. So, guys, Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll meet again. Chris, thanks. We'll see you next week. Guys, thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you in a few minutes with Chris's video. over on Enjoy the Toy or Masters, wherever he decides to post it. But thanks for... tuning in, and we'll see you next week, guys.
Thanks, see you guys. See ya.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.